AircheckDownloads.com.
These are the weekly top 40.
These are the hot ones, the top three on the countdown this weekend. And first, at number three, a woman who single-handedly disapproves of the saying, men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Look at these trendy spectacles resting on the nose bridge of Lisa Loeb, along with Nine Stories. Stay, I missed you.
You say.
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40. The audience is listening.
I swear.
With lead vocals by Delius Kennedy, who won a talent contest called Flavor of the Future, sponsored by Arsenio Hall. And look what happened. The other three members saw him. They called, they put a trio together, and All for One was born in Southern California. I Swear, formerly number one, now 2 weeks at number two on the countdown. Before that, Lisa Loeb with Nine Stories, up one to number three. She's closing in with Stay. And take a listen to this.
I'm gonna be strong.
That was the songwriter's demo version of this week's number one song. Now, who is singing that? And how do they get to the people who have number one? I'll give you the full story and this week's number one song in seconds.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick Dees.
Let's talk about stuff.
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40.
Okay, this is it. Time for number one on the countdown. And I love it when we've got great stories behind number one songs. This story is no exception, and you know when a songwriter is trying to sell a new song, she or he will often record an inexpensive, what they call demo version of the song, which is then sent to singers for consideration. Very few demos these days get into the right hands, but sometimes that happens. And here, just for you, is the original demo version of this week's number one hit, produced by the writers Diane Warren and Albert Hammond back in 1986. Listen.
I'm gonna be strong.
That's Joe Tirano, who currently sings backup for Michael Bolton. And that song has been recorded 8 times, so Joe did a pretty good demo version. 8 times. Tina Turner, Neil Diamond, Oswald, and Luther Ingram. But for the first time, the song has been taken all the way to number one. And congratulations to the group who has done it. Ace of Base.
I will survive.
2 weeks at number one on the countdown, Ace of Base, and Don't Turn Around. How are they celebrating that number one song this weekend? They're going back to work. They have gone back into their studio in Sweden, and for the last 3 weeks, they have been recording their next album. Release date, February 1995. Can they hold off John Cicada? Can Lisa Loeb jump in there and say, I want number one? Well, I think so. That's what makes the Weekly Top 40 Countdown so much fun to do every single weekend. God bless you. Have a wonderful third weekend of July. You certainly deserve it. And don't forget, the countdown is heard all over the world. Coming to you from CD Media and the ABC Radio Network. Stay right here for the hits.
Rick Dees in the Weekly Top 40.
AircheckDownloads.com.